like Rush. That was a lot of Rush. That was three Rush songs in a row. That was Bytor and the Snow Dog live from All the World's a Stage. You're listening to Bo's Veranda on Radio Valencia. That first tune was Subdivisions live in Birmingham off the Show of Hands album. And then we had Between the Wheels, which is a tune that is rarely played live. Hopefully on this tour they'll do it. So, anyway, we've got a special guest in the house, a certain Christian.
It's fucking...
Gotta get closer to the mic.
It's, there you go. No, remember, it's not that. I fell down some stairs at some point. And I was called Salubrious something. Fine. Hi, everyone.
Didn't you have a pirate name?
I had a pirate name, too. This is back in the day when we were hanging out, with another radio show broadcast groupers, Dr. Junk and the Malder. And Dr. Junk, do you know how Dr. Junk got his name?
I do.
Go ahead.
No, he, I think he was texting,
me!
That was you.
I thought it was me. He's like, dude, I was drunk.
And he
misspells drunk.
Yeah. And he said, I'm Dr. Junk.
I'm Dr. Junk. That's perfect. And you know who was so upset about that? Was, who's the best mechanical engineer of Fandango? The super, super dude?
Oh, Anton?
Anton. And Anton's like, that's the best name ever.
I just saw Anton 3 weeks ago.
I love Anton and family randomly. And all of that. Yeah, and he's like, oh, dude, how did you get Dr. Junk? I'm like, it just came out of nowhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
As all, fighter pilots, they usually don't have, cool, call signs like Maverick or something.
No, they're called out with their bullshit.
Yeah, their call signs are usually, something they fucked up really bad.
Exactly. You're like Snowbird. What happened is, you're pissing in the fucking snow and you weren't allowed to come back in because you didn't have your pants on.
Yeah, shit like that. Anyway, all right, we're going to be neighborly and talk about our neighborly neighbor, the Makeout Room. And we just also heard that the Makeout Room and the Latin American are both for sale now.
Are they?
Because the guy who runs them doesn't want to run bars anymore and never thought it would last this long.
Well, that's no reason not to keep going. But also, this is very important to get some people out there to hear and listen to that there's some opportunities here to move forward with the beautiful San Francisco traditions.
Yeah. So anyway... Tomorrow night. No, I completely agree with you.
Dude, it's so worthwhile if there is someone that is willing to do something goddamn badass and hold some beautiful San Francisco shit together.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you, but...
Absolutely.
Don't call me, but, you know.
Well, he hopes someone buys it that just, basically doesn't change anything and just keeps playing bands and stuff like that, but maybe that'll happen. I'm skeptical, but let me talk about what's going on at the Makeout Room. Tomorrow night, as in Tuesday, it's technically Tuesday right now, it's Jazz at the Makeout Room, 6 p.m., doors, 7 p.m., no cover, donations expected. Then it's Techno Tuesday, which is a bunch of DJ stuff, of course. Oh, they have BFF FM karaoke, BFF FM being another local San Francisco radio station, hosted by BFF DJs. We had one leave many years ago when I first started, went to BFF FM, and I can't recall her name right now.
You take a moment and do your brain thing.
God, it's just all DJs this week at the Mako. No, wait. Saturday, Twin Bloom, Silver Set, Glass Girl, $15, 6:30 to 9:30. Of course, followed by El Superritmo.
Easy peasy to get through the door. Enjoy yourselves and have some friends.
Yeah, but the Makeout Room is a really cool venue. I've seen a lot of great shows over the years.
Tons of cool shows there.
And they still have reasonable covers, reasonable drink prices.
And nice folk to hang out with.
Take cash. Cash.
Yeah, we're cash. Real, not fiat.
It's king.
Kind of fiat money, but...
All right.
You're gonna love it. Wait. Before we leave, though... One little bit. We want to remember our friend Casey. We'll bring that up a little later. But we're just going of Casey right now for a sec.
Actually, in a way, this next set is kind of about her. because I was over there looking through her records. She only had a few, and I was like, hey, this is something I don't have on vinyl.
Casey's a gal that we all love that we just lost recently, and we have been sharing and engaging and hanging out with a bunch of friends, and there's a many, many series of hellos and get-togethers and memorials that are coming up, but the real big thing is she was wonderful, and her music was cool, and her style was cool, her heart was love, and we just want to let you know that she was here.
Absolutely. All right, so this seemed like the most appropriate song off that album to play because I think it carries her spirit perfectly.
Change my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? home instead. Just me and my pal Johnny Walker and his brothers Blackie and Red, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. We'll be right back.
listening to Radio Valencia. The name of this program is Bo's Veranda. That was kind of a shout out to the long lost Casey Ox that we will all miss. The first tune was I Will Survive, which she will in spirit with everyone else. Then we had I Drink Alone by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. And I played that song because she was like, you drink alone, you're probably an alcoholic. Yeah. And then we had Ghost Town by Annette White and the Sons of the Beach. We have a special guest, Christian, in the studio tonight.
Magic Kelvin, if it was to be proper for a radio show. But hello, everybody, and how are you?
Well, the only name, only reason my name is DJ Metaskeptic is because that's what Maldor called me when I first sat in on his show many years ago.
Yeah, I end up with Magic Christian because I got to meet so many wonderful people that set up for Burn that I loved everyone working on it. And they're, well, I just had a little garage with people to clean some stuff on. And they're like, who the fuck is this Magic Christian that lets us fuck with this place? Like, that's all right. That's a perfect name.
Yeah, well, every time I try to describe you, I'm like, do you remember that ski jump down Fillmore Street? Because that's literally like when we met. Let's tell the story right now. I'm going to tell it again. So I meet this guy at the Dubliner.
I got a story for
2007. No, 5. 2005.
2005. Yeah. Early 2005.
Yeah. And this guy's like, I'm building a fucking ski jump down Fillmore Street. And I'm like, no way, dude. That's fucking impossible.
Everyone says like, yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah.
And I go, dude.
Yeah. So, and strangely enough, it was supposed to happen Labor Day weekend. And I was away at Burning Man getting married.
Whoa!
So I was like, I absolutely cannot go to the ski jump, but then the rich people got involved.
They were upset with the fact that there was going to be live
music, and
it's going to fuck up someone's rich people's wedding. It's not going to fuck anything up. It's, in fact, make it a part of your party.
Yeah, actually,
and they were like, they were dorks, and they said no. So from the Sunday day we wanted to have it, we were like, all right, fine, Thursday.
Yeah.
You know what's stupid about that? Well, now a lot of people are going to take off of work, and so many parents took their kids out of school. And that's one of my favorites. There's so many stories of parents taking their kids out of school. Like, you have to see this because this is going to be a day of some.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And
I share that video, that YouTube video. I send it to, like anytime I talk about it, it's this guy.
It was, and the other thing that was so great, too, was that, like, I mean, the place and the heart and the party in San Francisco was just flourishing.
Yeah.
And there was another group that comes by and is like, hi, we would like to get married. Can we get married on the hill? And we're like, let's freaking find a priest. And we did. Awesome. And they got married on the hill in skis. So, like, what are you doing, fart faces? Just embrace what San Francisco is all about and the craziness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like one of the few things that Gavin Newsom said on that video is like, this is like A, we spent a lot of political capital to make this fucking happen, and B, it's just like a cool San Francisco thing to do, to build a ski jump in the middle of the city.
Yeah, you want to do this. You know you do. There's a puppy dog over here rolling around in the snow.
Exactly. Yeah. So, funnily enough, so because the rich people got involved and got it moved, I actually got to go.
Yeah, dude, the fact that they made a fuss about it made it even better because it was none of the anythings that they could say were available for argument. It was they just wanted to bother because we had a bunch of young gents, because it was a bunch of gents at the time, and we just said, come on, don't get it in the way. And we're not doing this mean. We want to do this fucking party.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy this. You'll love this.
Yeah.
Watch.
It was amazing.
And we fully fired it. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you were right. I'm like, yeah, of course we were right.
So it was like, what? Was it like late September.
I think it was September 29th.
Yeah.
And
the weather was perfect.
Oh my God. It wasn't even just that. It was like an 86 degree day, and I hadn't prepared my mathematics for that. And so we had 100 pounds. No, we had 1,000 pounds of salt to speed up the snow, just because you always got to be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. But we weren't even ready for the fact that it was such a gorgeous day. And so it was like, fuck it. We can do the best we can. But there was no way to beat the gorgeous pictures that everyone took, and like how everyone was so stoked. And like, with the ups and downs with it all, and how difficult it was, we walked away seeing that, like, I think San Francisco had one of those gorgeous birth moments where it's like, that's why we live here. Like that's why you enjoy this place. That's why it's fucking fun.
Some crazy shit that no one else does.
I saw a little text from someone who goes like,
That's why I moved here.
I came to San Francisco. I saw just recently on the Facebook post set, it was a girl had written a thing. I was like, so I came to San Francisco. I was working on my doctoral stuff or whatever. And I was thinking about whether or not I want to live in San Francisco or California. It's like, I came. I was living at a motel down that street that day. I walked out. I went to the event. And I was like, I have to stay here. This is my choice.
Awesome.
Like, yay! Welcome aboard. Because that's what this badass is all about. Be free. Be who you are. Be who you try and wish yourself to try and be, and go for it. Fucking go for it.
Amen. DIY, as it were.
Yeah, do you yourself. Yeah. Because you can't expect someone else to do it. Do you well yourself.
That's why I have a radio show. Anyway.
That's why I love it, to be able to hear.
We're going
to
play more music. This is a band I discovered that didn't last long, I think from the 80s and 90s. I didn't do my research, but whatever. Name of this tune is Ground Zero, and the name of the band is Bam Bam.
You're listening to a pirate radio.